In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
$120.
Can I help you?
Hey, Bex.
Danny?
Sorry, I hope it's okay that I just showed up like this.
Who is it, babe?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
I can't believe you're here. Sorry, come in. Just get out of the rain.
Are you sure? I can just, you know.
Of course, I'm sure. I didn't recognize you at first.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let me take your coat. It must be soaking.
Sure. Thank you. Your house is really, it's beautiful.
All good, babe?
Yes, yeah, it's all good. It's just, a friend.
Hello, friend. I'm Tom.
Nice to meet you, Tom. Danny, I haven't seen Rebecca here in a while, and I was actually just in town, so.
Danny. Danny from high school, right? No,
yeah,
Rebecca's...
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's crazy,
right?
Wow, welcome.
I think that we're out of coffee, and I'm sure, Danny, you'll want some, won't you?
Oh, I...
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
I mean,
no problem.
I will, right?
Great,
so just,
me too.
Well, can you grind up a new batch for us, Tom?
And definitely.
You want something to eat? We just finished breakfast, but there's a little pancake left.
No, coffee will actually be totally fine. I actually stopped at Liberty on the way in, and I had something to drink, and I could I use your restroom? I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah. Sure, no, I've been there.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Thank you. And after that, I would love a cup of coffee.
Okay, well, I will get on the coffee, and you handle your business. The bathroom's just down the hall.
Thank you.
Don't you think I would have said something? I haven't heard from her since the day after graduation.
This is nuts. Didn't the Liberty Diner close like a year ago?
I know. Will you take Roscoe and just give us some time alone? I don't want to scare her off.
You think I'm going to scare her off?
No, Tom, but who knows what she's been through?
You guys really have such a beautiful home.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Is that a baby I hear?
Yeah. In fact, why don't I go deal with him and let you ladies catch up?
Coffee's about to be ready.
Thank you for that. He seems really sweet.
Yeah, he's a good one. Okay, here we go. I hope I let it sit long enough. Usually Tom makes the coffee. Do you take milk or sugar?
No, that's actually perfect.
Okay, why don't we go sit in the sunroom? Good to see you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, eight years.
No. Wow, it's been 8 years already?
Yeah, it must be, because you just turned 18, and I was about to. My birthday was 2 days after graduation.
Right. Yeah, of course. It's June 21st.
Danny, it's okay. Just come here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're all right.
I'm so sorry, Rebecca. I'm more sorry to you than anyone else. I'm really sorry.
You're here now. Look, that's what matters, is that you're here now. You just tell me what happened. I was so scared for you.
I'm sorry.
Babe, could you give me a quick hand?
Sorry, this will only take a second.
No, please go ahead. I'll
just
be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm coming!
You have to answer quicker.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's definitely weird.
Not always is at first. You have to use the strength we've all fostered in you now. Stick to the story. Did you cry yet?
Yeah.
Well?
She was responsive.
So stay the course. This is your chance to earn.
She's coming back.
Keep the phone on and don't miss the drills.
I won't. I'm sorry, I wrote this down that way I could just make sure I get everything out. I know you guys must be really scared right now. But I want you to know that everything is okay and I am safe. And I'm happy. I don't think I can explain everything, at least not in a way I think you'd be satisfied with. I didn't want to scare you or hurt you, but I know this is what I need for me and that you guys will not support me in that decision. This is my choice, and I hope one day you'll understand. I love you both.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspill as Rebecca, Taryn Killam as Tom, and John Gallagher Jr. as Ben. Written and directed by Miles Joris Pirithi. Produced by Q-Code. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Pirithi. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.